The door slid shut behind Jaina. She moved over to sit on the arm of his chair.
Maybe I was caught up in speeder traffic.
Of course.
Jag, what do you think you're doing? Speaking out in support of the Jedi? Now you've got the entire Moff Council jumping down your throat, and the participants in the reunification effort who'd been looking for some guidance are scurrying away from you in all directions.
Jag sighed. What I'm doing is my job. Some response on the part of the head of state's office was called for, especially since I'm here at the moment, not back in Imperial space. And what kind of response am I going to give? How about the truth? That Dala was dangerously out of control and that the Jedi action was the only reasonable one. Jaina made a noise like a strangled Ewok.
How about playing politics so that you don't get even more people pointing blasters your way?
Suddenly feeling very weary, Jag slumped. Playing politics. I'm not all that good at it, Jaina. Truth isn't enough. Being fair isn't enough. Picking and choosing among sensible precedents isn't enough. You have to play politics, which is like piloting an unarmed shuttle through the worst meteor shower in history and just as productive. I think sometimes that the only reason I'm not as unhinged as Dala is because I'm younger.
My mother isn't unhinged.
No, but she left the chief of state's office and took up a profession where she could cut people in half when she got annoyed.
Point?
I have a couple more points to make. He reached over and dragged her into his lap. She made a perfunctory noise of protest before settling into place. He continued,
First, I must point out the unfairness of the situation. When I decide against the Jedi, you're angry with me. And when I speak out in favor of the Jedi, you're angry at me.
Of course, you're a man, so you're always wrong.
He ignored that.
Second, you're missing the bigger picture. It's clear to me that you knew about the Jedi plan to oust Dala from early on, and didn't even give me a hint about it. And I'm not angry. You did what you had to do. In telling the public that the Jedi did the right thing, I did what I had to do. Don't give me grief for it.
She sighed.
I'm giving you grief because I can't be here to give you support, to keep an eye out for you. I have an assignment.
Where?
Can't say.
He laughed, then wrapped her up in his arms.
Stang. When do you leave?
Tonight.
Dinner first?
Dinner first.